Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're starting to wind down the 2021-2022 school year, and I kind of wanted to do this earlier in the school year because this school year officially marks the 50th anniversary of Title IX, and I know back in, I think, October or September when the IHSA held their election of officers, Katie Hassan, who serves as Rock Ridge High School principal, reelected as IHSA board president. And I thought at the time, man, how cool is that? It's the 50th year of Title IX. And Katie Hassan, I was looking at the documentation from the IHSA, just the second woman to serve in that role on the IHSA board in the history of the organization. So that's kind of cool. I mean, a little added significance. Like I said, I wanted to have this conversation earlier in the school year, but what about that 50th year of Title IX and you're serving in a capacity as president of the IHSA board? That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, that definitely is pretty cool. Thanks, Jim. You know, it definitely has been an honor and a privilege to not only serve on the IHSA board and represent Rock Ridge, a great school district, but also, you know, to serve the great state of Illinois and a wonderful organization of the IHSA that that promotes and sponsors sports and activities for students all over the state. And yeah, to have it to be in that role, as you said, just the second woman, Linda Lane, from one of the Chicago schools, a few years ago, served as president, served a term as president, and to be elected by my fellow board members during this 50th anniversary of Title IX is pretty cool. As a former athlete and coach and female administrator, it's definitely an honor to serve during this time of significance for female athletics.
Yeah. So 50 years is modern history for me. You know, so I know some kids today, you know, 50 years ago, when we're talking about 1972, that's a long time ago for them.
Yep,
but
I
know
we're about the same age, Jim. Yep, I'm right in there too. I grew up and was blessed to be able to grow up with the opportunities that Title IX afforded female athletes. And you know, I playing high school sports in the mid 80s, and then you know, college sports in the late 80s and early 90s. I do remember coming across a pin that was in my jewelry box that was a lapel pin that I received at Augustana that was signified the 10th anniversary of the NCAA women's basketball tournament. And that was while I was in college. It was only, you know, the D3 women's basketball tournament was only 10 years old. I don't remember which year it was, but, you know, that you think about that now and you think it's been around forever, but you know, I definitely don't consider myself a trailblazer in any way. You know, I benefited from the people who laid that groundwork for a kid like me from Cambridge to be able to play three sports and go on and compete in college and now, you know, serve as an administrator and a former coach but you know, I did basically grow up as a benefit of that kind of first generation, if you will, of female athletics, and it's pretty special.
Well, and that's why I'm just curious, you know, the conversations then you had growing up. So you get that opportunity, right? So, you know, 1980s.
Definitely.
Your mom, that's why I talk about recent history, you know, but your mom didn't get those opportunities. Your
correct.
Daughter.
Correct. You know, yeah, we had, yeah, we, you know, she told stories of playing, you know, playing GAA, you know, basketball. In particular, and you know that it was just a you know the GAA Girls Athletic Association. That was the precursor. It was a school club, you know, where girls could play ball and just basically kind of an intramural situation. She didn't have the chance to play interscholastically in the early to mid 60s when she was in high school, and you know, to have that opportunity, you know, is a pretty cool thing. And you know, and now, you know, my daughter got to go through and benefit from those opportunities as well as a high school and a college athlete. And you know, it's definitely amazing to see what the girls of today can do, you know, thanks to what Title IX has done.
So I'm just curious then, like when you had conversations with your mother back when you were in high school or junior high, were you astute enough to say, well, man, you didn't get to compete interscholastically and you didn't get to play against a rival school. You just had this intramural stuff. I mean, was that like a kind of an aha moment for you?
Yeah, I can remember having some of those conversations. And as you know, my Cambridge High School team, when I was a sophomore, in 1985, we qualified for the state tournament. We got to play in Champaign in the Elite Eight. Unfortunately lost that first game down there, but as we were making that run, I can remember having conversations and her saying, you know, how cool it was that, you know, that we were getting to win regionals and sectionals and compete in a super sectional and eventually a state tournament. You know, and that she didn't have that opportunity. So yeah, I do remember having those types of conversations as, you know, as she supported me. And, you know, it again was neat to then be able to go, you know, with my daughter and to be able to have some of those shared experiences. You know, I got to run at the state track meet, didn't do nearly as well as my daughter did, but but it was cool to when she was preparing for her first state track meet to be able to say, yeah, I remember doing this, or we got to do that, and have some of those shared experiences that the generation before me didn't get to have. So yeah, I can definitely remember, you know, many conversations with my mom, you know, and her being appreciative of what I was able to do and what opportunities, basically what doors opened for me because of sport. And there's been lots of them in my career.
Yeah, and then so when you're speaking about generations, then so you can it's interesting. So you can segue from your mother to you, and then to your daughter. So
absolutely.
So it's interesting, probably, to compare and contrast. Well, you know, my mom didn't get to do a lot of stuff. I was kind of at the initial stage of it, and now my daughter's come along, and now she has all these opportunities that when you think back of maybe 1972 when we first started Title IX, you got a few things here and a few things there. But now, you know, in today's environment and today's culture, you know, girls athletics, there are so many opportunities now for the female athlete. And, you know,
without a doubt, almost, you know, to a point of almost being on par with, you know, with the male programs, without a doubt.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. I mean, the different and the shared experience is what you talk about. And I think that's so neat when it's from a generation standpoint. And I think a lot can be learned if people have conversations like that. And when you talk about generation, you know, maybe you can't put 50 years, maybe you can't put that, I don't know how to say it, but you can't put that out there, and maybe a kid can't understand that. But if you say, well, here's what I'm going to say about 50 years, your grandma couldn't have played interscholastic athletics.
Right.
You know, I mean.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, and I remember, you know, when I played basketball at Augustana and Diane Schumacher was my coach, you know, she was one of those trailblazers that was, you know, a world-class softball player in the early to mid-70s. Who definitely paved the way with some of the Title IX things that she got to do. And she always stressed to us of being students of the game was her phrase that she used a lot. And wanted us, even at our time, you know, in the late 80s of being in college, wanting us to know who had paved the way for us. And so we learned about the, you know, the AIAW in basketball, and we learned about the Delta States and the Immaculatas and Louisiana Techs. And, you know, Pat Summitt is a huge hero of mine. And, you know, when I read some of the books that have been written by her and about her, and where she started with the University of Tennessee program in the infancy of Title IX, and where she took it and the heights that she raised it to, you know, during her tenure. You know, that history is, you know, really amazing and really important to preserve. And I heard Tracy Henry at the IHSA has been doing monthly interviews with Title IX Trailblazers, and the ninth of every month they've released a little podcast, kind of a YouTube interview. And last month she interviewed Jackie Joyner-Kersee. And you know, to hear some of the things that, you know, she talks about, and then the things that she's giving back to the youth of today in her hometown just are really inspiring. And it does make your, you know, it does warm your heart to think about, as an athlete, you know, who paved the way and what opportunities they provided to my generation, and what then we hopefully have been able to provide to the current generation, and hopefully what the gals playing today can do for, you know, the generation to follow them. You know, we have some, you know, we're blessed right now. We've got an outstanding softball program. We had a great year at Rock Ridge with success in volleyball, success in basketball with a regional championship. You know, we got two state qualifiers in girls track. You know, a lot of good things are going in girls athletics here at Rock Ridge. And I, you know, I hope to think that those gals are inspiring the little kids to be like them, just like the guys do.
Yeah, and you know, I didn't realize, I just, you mentioned Jackie Joyner Kersey, and by the way, I'm glad you promoted the social media presence that the IHSA is doing with the Title IX stuff through their social media platforms. But I just learned this like last month. I was at a Women in Ag conference, actually, and they were talking about Jackie Joyner Kersey there and her impact. She's a national 4-H spokesperson, and I think a lot of people probably don't realize that, but that's
one of
the leadership roles that she has. And then I was at the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association thing a couple of weeks ago, and I had a chance to sit down and I met Dorothy Gators, and you know, she's winningest coach at Marshall.
Yeah, I got
Chicago.
To meet her when she was being inducted into the National Federation of High Schools National Hall of Fame in Chicago.
But it was great because when I was talking to her about her legacy, you know, she said I had to, normally when people say that they have to slow down, it's like, well, I have to slow down to spend time with my kids or maybe even my grandkids. But then she said, well, I got to slow down because I got to spend time with my great grandkids. That's how long she's been coaching.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Pretty great.
So, yeah, she was, I mean, yeah, definitely. You know, the Chicago Marshall team was at state when I was playing at state. Yeah, and they were legendary even then, and it just continued all the way up to just a few years. You know, she just now retired.
Well, and you've taken advantage of leadership roles too, and I think that's pretty important too. When we talk about the opportunity maybe for the female as it relates to this, you know, these sports organizations. And here in Illinois, you know, you're serving as the IHSA board president, you know, the governing body of interscholastic athletics in Illinois. The president is a female. So that's pretty important too, to kind of coincide with this 50th year anniversary of Title IX. Have you thought about that much or not?
Well, a little bit. I mean, you know, the board is a great group of men and women that have their heads in the right place in terms of doing the right things for athletics and activities in Illinois, and all of the staff of the IHSA office are amazing men and women that do the dirty work on the front lines every day. And you know, we as the board get to yes, we have to make some tough decisions, and over the last 2 years of dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, we've had to make some really tough decisions, you know, of canceling state tournaments and postponing things. And but you know, then we also get to do the fun stuff, which is getting to you know, present awards at state tournaments and see coaches and athletes you know, achieve the pinnacle of competition and their achievement. And so, you know, yeah, I think about it a little bit, of the significance of being, you know, a female leading this organization. But you know, I also tell people that, you know, I'm just the one that runs the meetings. I try not to put a whole lot of significance with it. Maybe I'm downplaying things, but you know, my role obviously is to run the meeting. But as a group, you know, our group decisions are truly what leads things. And again, I'm just blessed to be able to work with, you know, a lot of great people, and the people that I've met in my tenure on the IHSA board have just been amazing.
Well, and that's the thing. When I think about all the stuff that has gone on, you know, basically the past 2 years or two plus years with the pandemic, just trying to figure out, you know, how do you move forward? How do you handle all of this? And, you know, it's something that we really had never experienced before. Are you reflective on any of that stuff? I I'm not just talking about an IHSA administrator or an IHSA board member here, but I'm just saying, you know, basically a school administrator, and, you know, trying to assess, well, you know, how this is handled, and making sure that once, you know, the restrictions were lifted, we could play. And then there's always worry about, well, we're going to get shut down again. Then what happens?
Oh, yeah.
Things of that nature. What's it been
definitely
like with the moving target, I guess?
Well, Well, yeah, moving target is a great term for that because, you know, as I do think back and reflect to, you know, where we were at, you know, I vividly remember being on a conference call in March of 2020 on that Thursday late afternoon as everything was starting to happen and the Big Ten tournament was shutting down and we had some positives in the NBA and everybody was starting to think about how this was affecting sport. And we had a late afternoon conference call and ended up canceling the boys basketball tournament right before it was going to begin. And I got off of that conference call and just, you know, felt shell-shocked and literally walked into a cafeteria and then an auditorium full of people here at Rock Ridge for our FFA banquet and thought, what in the world is going on? You know, and what is happening? And, you know, that was our last major event because that was on a Thursday and we came to school on Friday and then we were headed into spring break and we didn't come back. And, you know, I reflect on that day, you know, and where we came from and then, you know, surviving through the fall and no sports and activities and then getting to, you know, to January of 21 when all of a sudden we got word that we were going to be able to jumpstart things and get going. And, you know, again, I credit the staff in the IHSA office who scrambled to say, how can we make a schedule between late January, early February, and the end of June happen where all three sports seasons can have seasons. And they did it. And we were able to pull it off, and we pulled it off with state tournaments and state series events in our spring sports and then got back to pretty much normal come the fall of 21. And, yeah, as I sit back and reflect on those things, I'm extremely proud of the teamwork that took place to make it happen, and I'm extremely grateful for the kids who got to have their seasons. And, you know, while I'm disappointed of the stuff that we lost, I'm grateful that we've gotten back to where we want to be and to be able to provide those opportunities.
Yeah, and you've been on the board, the IHSA board, how many? Is it 6 years now? How long has it been?
Yeah, I'm finishing up my sixth year. I started in the fall of 2016. So I'm nearing the end of my second three-year term, so I'll be having to run again. I can serve one more three-year term that I'll run for in September and hopefully get reelected to serve one more three-year term that would take me out the door and yeah. finish up with my service to the IHSA and also finish up my administrative career.
So what do you think is the biggest takeaway from that? One of the best quotes in my job that I ever received was early in my career. It was from a former Rock Ridge superintendent. It was Dick Stoltz, who was there forever. Mm-hmm. And of course grew up in the Westmer School District, a Westmer grad. And he told me, he said, you know, there's always two views in life from this position I have. There is the view from the inside looking out, right? That's a little more difficult when you're on the inside looking out and have to make decisions. And then he said from the outside looking in, it's easy to make the decisions when you're on the outside and you're looking in. And I said, man, that's so true.
Oh, that absolutely is. That's very true. And yeah, Dick retired before I got to Rock Ridge, but I've met him and had conversations with him before and a great guy. And I can see him saying that. And it's absolutely true. And in the IHSA perspective, for sure. You know, everybody's an expert in trying to figure out how the football playoff should be chosen or seeded or, you know, where the basketball regionals should be distributed or how we should deal with, you know, anything from, you know, private schools to transfers mm-hmm. to whatever the hot topic might be. But again, I commend the people that are on the inside looking out who are making those decisions because we have some great discussions at our board meetings to really get to the nuts and bolts of, you know, what maintains the integrity of our organization and what's best for kids, and what's best for schools. But that's definitely a very wise quote, of the perspective that you see that. And, you know, even myself, you know, before I got on the board, you know, and I was on the outside looking in at the IHSA, you know, I've learned a lot during my time being on the board and it is most definitely a different perspective, but one that I appreciate being part of.
All right. Well, again, I wanted to get Katie Hassan on, IHSA board president, of course, Rock Ridge High School principal, and kind of recognize the fact that we're celebrating Title IX, the 50th anniversary, and then the female is the president of the IHSA board, and Katie Hassan. So thanks for coming on with us. Appreciate it.
Yep, my pleasure, Jim. Thanks as always, and go Rockets.
All right. Again, Katie Hassan with us on WRMJ.